Well, Coach, I know it's heartbreak right now, but tough loss here tonight to a very good Haven team, and they got off to the big start, and you guys kept inching away and just couldn't quite get over the hump here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at the state tournament, you can't start out in a big hole like that. I mean, it just takes up too much energy to get back because everyone's good. They're going to hold you off, and, you know, I'm really proud of the way that we fought back. We never gave up, and we gave them a tough game.
They were kind of relying on the backdoor feeds and the screens in the first half and getting a lot of points, but that was shut down in the second half, and the point guard for the Haven really just kind of took control of this game. And, man, that's just tough to answer her her efforts.
I know. I mean, especially you keep her in front of you and she still, you know, still makes a shot, but I would never take anything away from her. I think she's a great player and she's going to help her team go a long way.
Well, you kind of take a look at how you guys came back. You got inside, you got to the foul line, couldn't get some shots early on, but kept going, kept pounding in the first half, and it was a 10-point game, then a 13-point game. Then you got it to 3 or 4 in the third quarter, and then that, you know, the third quarter, that timely shot by Haven hit it. You got to within 4, and I thought it was a very questionable offensive foul. I think that was a big turning point in the fourth quarter.
Oh, sure. I mean, honestly, whenever we come to the state tournament, my worst nightmare is if we get into foul trouble, and that's exactly what happened. You know, I mean, I don't have any control over that at all. And so, you know, you need a little bit of luck on this end, especially when you're at the state tournament, and we just didn't have a lot of it tonight.
It was good to see Bailey kind of come back and get some of her shots back. She kind of struggling, maybe a little confidence. She got a few points there tonight, and it was big. Caitlin Roberts hit a couple or three there tonight and had 5 points. And it was good to see back-to-back double-digit nights for Macy. She'd been struggling shooting, but you could tell she was one of those that was trying to carry their team on the back.
Yeah, I mean, our seniors, you know, they know this is it, and they just they didn't want to be done. And I was really proud of them for being on the attack, you know, never giving up, and I thought they did a great job.
Well, you take a kind of look at the season. I know it's tough to reel it in right now, just kind of the raw emotion of a tough loss here. But what this team has done and what the turnaround that these seniors have been a part of here for the last 3 years has been remarkable. It, being league champions, I don't know when the last time Scott City has been a league champion, 19 wins. It's been a long time since that. First tournament Orange or Black win in 23 years. Back-to-back sub-state appearances, first time ever. Back-to-back first state appearances, first time ever. What an accomplishment this team had this year.
I know. I told them, I know it hurts right now, but I said they have changed the environment, the expectations for Scott City girls basketball. And, you know, I've seen little girls clear down to third grade. They do, like, our little thing for introductions, you know, because now it's cool to do that. You know, before, we were not cool. And, you know, I'm just proud of them because they're trendsetters, you know, and now everyone expects to be a winner, and they understand that it doesn't just happen overnight, and they know it takes a lot of time and effort, and those girls are the epitome of Lady Beaver basketball.
Well, your five seniors you see go away, Caitlin Roberts, Katie McGonigal, Bailey Lotta, Emily Smith, and Macy Price. You mentioned here just they started the foundation 2 years ago, built it up last year, and now put it up to a pretty big turnaround this year.
You know, I talked to those girls, and they very easily could have quit. They very easily could have. You know, I mean, when you lose by over 30 almost every single night, that can't be fun. That can't be fun. And those girls come to practice every day. They work hard. They have a great attitude, and they've bought in with my system. They've never fought me one time. And I think all they want to do is win. They're not selfish girls, and it's going to be a huge hole to fill with those five seniors.
It will, and it's been a fun run this year, 19-5. I think a lot of teams would take that 19-5 record. Thanks, as always, all season for all the interviews, for whatnot, and allowing me access to your program.
Thanks, Adam.